You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Yeah, singing songs. Okay, sorry.
All right, I'll start.
This should just be the beginning. Oh, hello. Hi.
All right, welcome to Bert.
Yeah, we really can't do this today.
God damn it. You want to do it?
You want me to try?
Go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Worst Collection Ever, brought to you by Comics on... Comics? Yes?
Yeah. That's a show that we also use our feed, Comics on Comics, and the Sideshow Network.
You guys need an easier name to say, which is...
What? Comics on Comics is easy to say.
No, but I always think I have to put that tagline. That's Comics on Comics for the...
Greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics.
Like I said, there's just... I need that written down.
It's not that hard to remember.
I'm dumb.
Anyways.
I am Jed.
Hi, I'm Sean, and we are bringing you another selection from our...
Collection.
Masterpiece of a comic book collection.
Oh, yeah.
Where we buy shitty dollar comics. It stinks. I think this one actually physically does stink.
It does. I thought I was going crazy, but it stinks. It, like, literally smells.
Well, it looks like somebody had... This has been...
It's gross.
Peed upon?
I don't know. It stinks. It smells like it's been under somebody's pit. It's really gross.
It's a little bit...
Just get rid of it.
It's okay.
It stinks! Okay, anyway. So we have two issues today. Literally one that smells... This is what happens when you buy cheap comics, people. You get ones that smell.
Did you read this one yet?
Yes, I read it.
Before we read this issue?
Yes, I thought it smelled then, but you know what? I didn't remember that. I was just like, oh, whatever. It stinks.
All right. Anyways.
Maybe I should put some Febreze on it.
Yeah, Febreze's issue of Nightwing.
Yay!
Number 59.
Nightwing.
From September 2001.
Maybe we're just smelling, you know, Nightwing's ball sweat. Maybe that's why this
maybe.
Thing stinks.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't keep this underneath his cum rag.
It smells like the worst of a comic book, of a convention. It's just like, it's that room that you go into and you're like, oh, so many people have been here. So many unshowered people. That's what that book smells like. It's gross.
Smells like swamp ass. It
does.
But, so this issue, Nightwing, based in Bloodhaven.
Yes.
Is, he's looking for Freddie Min. He's looking for an Asian...
Drug lord
guy, who apparently is still keeping it real in Bloodhaven, yet he hasn't been seen for a long time.
No one knows what he looks like.
No one knows what he looks like, or nobody can find him.
And there's, like, crazy legends about him, like... Maybe he's, like, some sort of, like, master of kung fu, or maybe he was, like, part of a death squad.
Or actually, I have a question.
Just shoots motherfuckers.
Well, this is the thing here. So, are these, like, stock photos he's looking at here? Because on this page, he's looking through a police file. Then there's, like, these photos, like, one of which is of, like, this great action shot of him with nunchucks. And then there's another one of him just holding a gun surrounded by skulls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Freddie Min guy. And then there's also...
There's one where he's, like, kind of looks like Ra's al Ghul, and he's got a tiger.
Yeah, and then there's one where he's literally just shooting a dude in the face.
So I
don't know if he's imagining this in his head, and he's looking at these pictures.
I don't know.
But...
Or maybe it's just, like, this might be what his story is.
So Dick, for some reason, is sitting on top of a police... He's in the police record room. On top of a... cabinet while their police people are in there.
What I don't understand about this is Dick is a police officer. It would not be weird for him to be in the records room.
But I think kind of like as it shows later on, like it seems like he's kind of like, he's just like a beat cop, isn't he?
I think.
Like he wants to be a detective and they're kind of like, ha ha, bleh. Yeah, we'll get to later.
Yeah. But I don't know. So he's just like, I'm going to read this thing.
Reading this in my underwear, in my Nightwing underwear.
Nightwing underwear. And then I'm going to go find people.
Yeah, I'm trying not to make noise with this book.
With the stink book? Yeah. So he really does smell. So he's like, oh, well, Freddie Min's been, like, bringing in heroin, so I'm going to go shake some people down. So he goes to where the drugs are, and he breaks a car by landing on it, and then he starts beating up fuckers.
Can you break a car by landing on it?
Well, apparently, if you are Nightwing or Batman, yes.
Like, landing on it with your feet without which in his case, I mean, he must have some sort of, like, bracing armor or something like that when he's landing on a car, you know, kind of flush with his feet.
And it just goes, and it literally, like, smashes the hood. I don't know. I've never jumped on a car from a large height.
I mean, I would imagine if you jumped on a car from a large height, it would dent it.
Yeah, but this, like, blows out every window.
True.
Would that happen, or would, I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm surprised that he's not crippled.
Well, they all should be crippled. Like, if this was reality, like, none of
Batman should constantly be crippled.
Batman, like, should be dead.
Yeah, so should Nightwing, so should everybody.
All of them should be dead.
So he tries to rough up some guy. The guy's like, fuck you, I don't care.
He's like, I'm afraid of Freddy. They're more afraid of Freddy Min than they are of Nightwing. So he lets the guy go, and he's like, oh, that's just part of my plan, so I could plant a tracker on him, and he's going to call his buddies. So he calls them, and then we have
some. He tracks him down to this guy called Rango.
But here's the best part of the panel in which Rango first appears. It is basically Rango is a dude who's dressed like Jonah Hex, standing next to a chick who's dressed like a slutty roulette, standing next to a guy from a 1950s greaser movie.
No, they just look like your stereotypical, like, Asian thugs.
But why for some reason, except that guy's literally dressed like Jonah Hex.
He's just like Jonah Hex. He has actually many belts. He has.
He's wearing a duster and a fucking cowboy hat.
Because he's Rango. He's not a lizard. Voiced by Johnny Depp, he is Rango the cowboy.
Just the most ridiculous belt man I've ever seen.
Yeah,
so it's just dumb.
He's got some plaid on.
Literally, he has like a 6-gun like holster. It's so fucking stupid.
What an asshole! Yeah, I just remember that stupid jerk. He's got a bunch of guns. So anyway, so Dick shows up and Dick's like, "Hey,
he ruins another car."
Yeah, Dick's like, "Hey, I'm gonna, you know, what's going on, guys? I'm gonna talk to you." And
they're like, "Shoot, shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot, shoot."
Dick. He knocks them unconscious, and I guess he takes Rango and he puts him in the middle of a highway. I think that's what's going on in this.
Oh, is that what's going on? I thought he was actually in a parking lot.
I don't know, because then he says like something like one lane change and you're roadkill. But don't you think
Dick would be fucking toast, too.
But that's the thing. He's standing in the middle of a highway being like, somebody might change lanes. And he has this guy just laying in the middle of a road. I don't know. Like, I kind of appreciate Batman hanging people by their heels and threatening to drop them on their head a little bit more than standing in the middle of a roadway.
Well, also, too, I mean,
being like, oh, it's okay, if this trucker just changed lanes and kills you, it's probably not going to fuck him up at all.
Yeah, this is completely
accidentally safe. Kills a man is definitely not going to, like, psychologically damage some guy who's just trying to get his freight to Walmart.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good job, Dick.
Good job.
What an ass.
They're all assholes. They are all assholes.
God, fucking awful.
They're all terrible people.
So anyway, so we cut back to...
This guy is not going to give him any
this
information.
This guy's not talking because Freddie Min is shit. And so we cut back to Grayson. You know, he's at work. And
in his uniform.
You know, and he's
not Nightwing. He's cop uniform.
Cop uniform. Yeah. Whatever. He's not a detective. He's an officer. Grayson doing paperwork. This is thrilling.
Yeah, he goes up to talk to some guy, and he's like, you just wanted to come up and talk to us. Come on. I'll buy you shitty coffee from the shitty coffee machine.
Really? He's got to buy him a coffee?
Yeah, he says, we'll see.
But why? But the coffee shop, I saw that. But why is it? But it's free.
It's not free. He said, I'll buy you a coffee.
They should have free coffee there.
You would assume that they would have a coffee pot, but apparently he's going to buy it from the shitty coffee machine.
That should be a free machine.
One would assume.
Like at the car dealership. This is not cool.
Hey, our tax dollars can't go to fund coffee machines.
Yeah, I feel bad for Dick not getting free coffee.
But you would think that he would just be like, hey, here's a pot of coffee. Why don't we grab one? Or, like, if he says, why don't I buy you a cup of coffee? Like,
go get whatever a good cup of coffee. Go
walk to Starbucks. I'm sure there's one outside. Like, it's fucking, it's a city. They're on every block.
Bloodhaven should have at least
18 million.
18 million Starbucks.
So he's like, oh, okay. And then, so they're talking. He's like, oh, well, what's your bus going with Freddie Mint? And he's like, we're never going to do that because no one's ever seen him. And then this guy says something like, maybe you better reconsider your career goals.
Because all Dick was like saying, Dick's like, yeah, I'm going to try to bust this guy. And this guy's like, yeah, the guy's not even real. We just pick up his geeks. Yeah, you should just give up.
Yeah, and then Dick turns around and punches that coffee machine.
Well, it's not like, free.
Like, literally in the middle of, in front of everybody, he punches it after this guy tells him, like,
I didn't know what he was punching.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we don't have any leads on Freddie Mint. Could reconsider your career goals. And in front of, like, all sorts of people, Dick just punches the coffee machine. He goes from regular guy having a conversation to fucking crazy motherfucker punching a coffee machine.
Well, he does jump from buildings in his tights.
Yes, so. But this is Dick Grayson in his cop uniform. Like, that's probably not what you want people to be like, I don't know what's wrong with that Grayson dude, but he just punched the coffee machine.
Does Dick Grayson do traffic stops?
I don't know.
Is he that kind of cop?
Do you ever see him doing anything besides punching coffee machines?
No, actually, no. I mean, I haven't read this book. Maybe in this Nightwing series here, he has, you know, we get to see him, you know, taking, you know, he's probably not a meter maid, but he probably pulls people over for, like, traffic infractions. And it's probably, you know, probably checking out, like, you know, like, shoplifters and shit.
Is he the guy just walking down the street?
Yeah, you know, he's probably just a beat cop. Man, it sucks to be Dick. Anyways.
So
No, I'm sorry. I feel bad saying that for beat, because we do what? No. We do need beat cops.
Sure.
You know, in this world, because, I mean, God knows that, you know, if you're a security officer and somebody steals something from your store, you're not supposed to be the guy that apprehends them, because you're not a cop. The cop can do that, and that would be Dick. And we would need Dick in the world of retail. So I'm sorry, any beat cops out there listening to this podcast. I feel a little bit bad. I feel a little bit bad about that. Anyhow.
Prove your retail worth.
Anyways, so Dick shows up to Freddie Mint's house, which apparently I was like, why did you just go there in the first place?
Right? And he's like, oh, I didn't want to come here, but here I am, and it's terrifying. And so he, like, wanders into the thing, and he follows these dudes, like, into the triple dug basement, which I don't even know what the fuck that means. And he goes into this basement, and he sees a bunch of doctors, and he knocks them unconscious, and then he sees a place with babies.
Yeah, this is actually, yeah, a bunch of babies, like, premature babies.
Yeah, and he's like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, there's Freddie Mint's wife. And she's, like, holding a gun and pointing at a Dick. And she's like, they're not, he's like, are you selling these babies? And she's like, no, they're my babies.
So wait, so did she give birth to all these babies?
No, if you, like, so if you turn the page, the stink page.
Ooh, stained.
Stink. So, you can see what she says is, you rescued the embryos from the Black Mask Gang.
So these are all her eggs.
These are her eggs, and he, I guess, saved them or something, obviously in another
issue. So why is she just donating a bunch of her eggs to make...
She's not. Those are her kids, but they're all very, very fragile and frail, and this is maybe that's when she had to deliver them, because there seems to be, like, a lot of them. So if there's too many of them, it's possible she, like, delivered it, like, 24 weeks. And basically this is, like, an NCIU unit. And they're all taking care of these babies until they're, you know, ready to come out and be
babies.
Yeah. But they're very frail and they're very, very premature. And they're all she has left of her husband because Freddie Mint is dead. She killed him.
Because he sucks.
Because he was getting too lazy, and she said, no, you can't be lazy in this game, so I killed him. And then she's like, all right, well, leave now, Dick.
This is all I have left of my husband, who I killed voluntarily.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, well, leave. And he's like, okay, and he does. And that's the end of the book.
And so now he's just like, all right, I guess keep doing drugs?
There's no resolution. He's just like, oh, you have babies. All right. I'm glad you killed your husband and...
Killed your husband who was
literally,
like,
flooding the streets of Bloodhaven with all sorts of heroin, but I'm just going to let it go. And I'm just going to leave. The end.
Wow. This sounds worse than Gotham. Let's not move to Bloodhaven.
The end.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyways, so that is Nightwing, issue number 59, volume 1 from September 2001.
Yes. Here, let us put it in the bag because it is stinky.
Okay, yeah. And then if you find a copy of this,
seal the stink.
Make sure you smell it first.
Yeah, don't buy stinky comics.
If you're gonna go seek out this issue, buy it digitally because it won't smell.
Right, and like I think I bought it in this bag, which is probably why it's bagged, because it stinks. No one would have bought it if they realized that it smelled.
So smell your comics,
guys. Smell your comics, guys. That's really all we can tell you.
Smell your collection.
Sometimes they will smell like pits.
Smell your collection, guys. Be safe. Take care of yourselves.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Are you clean?
I think I'm clean. I had to wash my hands.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network.
I didn't want the Nightwing funk to get into my hands.
Yeah, you know, the Nightwing's got enough diseases as it is.
I didn't.
You don't need his tuberculosis or whatever is on that book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The herp.
Oh.
All right, welcome back. Worst collection ever.
Using his, yeah, spray that down with some Valtrex.
And Purell.
Purell. Just burn it.
Maybe that's what he showers in. Just like...
What, fire?
Liquid Valtrex and Purell. So gross.
Well, he's had so much sex with so many beings.
He is the... Honestly, I would have to say that Dick Grayson is the biggest slut in the DCU.
No.
And I say that with respect. Because, I mean, he's dedicated to slutting.
Yeah.
And good for him. He's a bigger slut than Bruce.
Yeah, he had. I mean, it's kind of surprising that he's the one that was like, you know, because he was always Robin. He was like, "Gee, Williker, you know, whatever."
And then he's like, "Now I'm Nightwing, and I've got this ass, and now I'm gonna fuck everybody." Like, I think that's what happened.
I got this ass.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's the whole thing. That Nightwing's ass is a big deal. He has the best ass
of all the superheroes.
That's the whole thing. Like, everybody's always talking about Nightwing's ass,
but like every superhero is drawn the same to have a great ass, you know.
But there's men more and women. There's more attention paid to Dick's ass than other ass.
Like, it's just characteristically in books, his ass is probably more featured.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well,
ass. All right.
Ass. All right, so for this next one we are doing Eclipso volume 1. Eclipso, what? Volume 1, number 13, November 1993.
And man, is this a 90s book.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's drawn in that very 90s way where, like, I can't even describe
this. Well, here's the thing.
Sort of art. It's just art.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Like, there's some dudes in here who have scrotum faces.
Here's the thing. The artist on this book is Audwin Germain Newman, who... Okay. Is trying his absolute best to draw like Bart Sears, who drew, you know, the original Eclipso, Darkness Within, you know, crossover series and stuff. And I mean, and he's, you know, responsible for a lot of very muscly drawings. And that style is trying to be echoed as much as possible in these, you know, in this run. And I'm not as crazy for it because a lot of people look really weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's some scrote face.
Yeah, we'll get to a few.
Like, Creeper, right here in this first, it opens on a splash page of the Creeper, and he looks like he's licking his knee.
Well, he's jumping.
Yeah, I know, but the way he's drawn, because his face is behind his knee, it looks like he's licking his knee.
Oh, well, so I'll let it pass.
It's fine. Anyway, so we open on the Creeper running away from Eclipso Hyenas.
Yeah, because basically the premise is that Eclipso... You know, has taken over a South American country of Parador. So what is happening is Bruce Gordon, who is Eclipso's alter ego, but he's split from Bruce. and Mona, his wife, have gotten along with. Basically,
wait. So like, Eclipso has actually split off from the guy he usually inhabits. So he's a separate walking around
entity. He's a separate entity. I mean, it's pretty confusing, but in this case, that's a thing. Like, Eclipso, like, if you have the black diamond, the Heart of Darkness, and you get angry, you become an Eclipso. You know, and you become possessed by the you know, the core Eclipso. So, or whatever shit is being possessed, like, he's created. Because, you know, Eclipso's got this omnipotent power to make people, make things into Eclipso monsters and stuff. So, in this particular case, though, all these heroes are down in this country, led by, well, Amanda Waller is behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw
her. Because she's in here later, but she's not there fighting along. She never fights.
No, Amanda Waller's smarter.
She's smart. That. But she sent all these heroes down there to fuck up Eclipso, and it doesn't go so well.
Nope, doesn't go well at all.
Doesn't go well at all. So, of course, we open with the Creeper.
Running away
from these Eclipso-possessed hyenas.
And he gets not chomped, he gets cromped.
Cromped and then smunched.
Smunch. Basically, the hyenas eat him, and it says, not chomp, cromp, and smunch.
Cromp and smunched.
Smunch.
And he's dead. I'll just say this. He dies. A lot of people die in this book, so I'm just going to say that. But he dies. So, however, I will say,
smunch.
Even though he's been smunched, in post-mortem, since he is the Creeper, he has super regenerative powers, as we talked about last week.
Right.
Because he fell from a building and was perfectly fine.
Right. But he's kind of getting ripped apart by hyenas.
But here's the thing. Here's what happens, because I did some research on this.
Oh.
They gathered enough of the Creeper back up. So, like, whatever pieces, you know, because there's, like, a few chunks of him left. And he regenerated from that.
But just like hunks of meat together, and then just like, is it like that scene in Terminator 2 when like all the little pieces of the T-1000 melt and go back?
It's actually, I think, a lot like that. Yeah, I'm not kidding. And I don't know what issue this happens in, what comic book this happens in. I would like to find that out. But he does get back. He does get his shit together, literally.
Smunch.
So he gets after being smunched. So, anyways, so they're in the. So we go to Bruce, and Bruce is being attacked by his Eclipso snake. And then
is that what's going on in this? Because this is what I don't understand. We've got him. He's like, oh no, help me. But then he's, like, talking to these people, and then you have this guy just sort of in the background getting eaten by an Eclipso snake.
That's Bruce.
Wait, the blonde guy or the...
That's Bruce. Bruce is the blonde guy.
Okay, so who the hell is this guy with the black hair?
You know, I'm not sure.
Because this doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, this, and then you have this guy, like, help me, Bruce saying, help me.
I'm a little bit confused.
But it's this random panel that doesn't seem to...
fit in with the rest of the narrative. Yeah, like,
interact with whatever's going on in the...
Well, Mona's here protecting this girl, and then this guy... Right, but that doesn't
have anything to do with the Eclipso snake.
Well, eventually, trying to get away from it.
Okay, so, but I'm assuming they're not really in the same place. It's just they needed some place to put that panel?
I guess so.
Okay, so it doesn't make sense. It's no reason why it's there.
So, basically, we go outside, and here's the they're called the... Shadow Fighters, you know, well, we have.
Tell me that is not a scrotum face.
Oh, that's a weird looking face.
That dude's face looks like a dick.
Yeah,
like,
then once like again,
saggy balls.
That does look like a saggy man ball. Then this is Major Victory, who, to my knowledge, isn't that old.
Well, he looks like but a he very looks like old he, man. He looks in this
like
picture.
He looks like Commandant Lassard from the Police Academy movies. You know, he looks like he's like John Goodman. Face.
Yeah. Okay, so let's run down who we've got here.
We've got Major Victory.
Scrotface
man. We have the second Wildcat, who, you know, is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Midnight, but not Dr. Midnight with N-I-T Midnight. It's N-I-G-H-T Dr. Midnight, who is the second Dr. Midnight and is a lady who is blind and has a big moon on her head.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there too. We also have Manhunter.
Yes.
Mark Shaw Manhunter. Not Martian Manhunter, But Mark Shaw Manhunter.
And not Lady Manhunter.
Not Lady Manhunter, but Mark Shaw Manhunter with his fancy staff and his big ass shoulder pads. I don't quite understand the.
And the mask.
And now, and the thing about him, this is just a clone of Mark Shaw. It's not the actual Mark Shaw.
Sure, that makes sense.
For some reason, it's a clone. And then it's also, we also have Commander Steel.
What about Peacemaker? Isn't Peacemaker
in Peacemaker. Too? Peacemaker's helicopters.
Oh, okay.
He's in there and he's flying around. But for some reason, he's flying to do something else.
Sure.
And
comics.
Yeah, we have whatever. Commander Steel, who is not the same Steel from the Justice League of America, because that one was murdered. He is the grandfather of the Steel, who also has a cybernetic skeleton.
Sure.
And it doesn't go so well for him anyways. So anyway, so Shook's going down. Craziness. They hear Creeper screaming. Wildcat goes after her.
And Dr. Midnight goes after her.
Who I think they're dating. Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
It's kind of hard to tell.
So, and then they're going to go into battle. And there's this weird part with
Major Victory and Steel.
And talking about, is it Major Victory who's having, like, serious issues?
No, it's Commander Steel who has major issues because he's old. He's an old dude.
But he's not the one with the scrot face.
No, I know. I don't understand why.
So he's, like, he is suffering from battle fatigue. Or PTSD, basically. This guy is just not doing well because he's seen too much shit.
Yeah.
And his mind can literally not take it anymore. But they're like, it's okay, come into battle with us anyway. And then they, like, jump over a wall, and there's, like, more Eclipso stuff.
There's a shit ton of fucking...
This guy, just a giant 90s motherfucker with all these muscles and stuff, and the most terrifying crotch
I've ever seen. That's a really rendered crotch.
It's like, yeah, look at how big his hands are, and then his crotch is this, like, perfect, like, V with, like, dick. I mean, it's very 90s.
All right. Yeah. The
and they're like, we're Eclipso.
Odwin went out of his way to render this crotch. Yeah,
there was a lot of time spent on this crotch. I'm saying days of work spent on this crotch. Painstakingly perfect little lines around this crotch.
So they all go into battle and they got their solar guns because, you know, basically Eclipso could be fucked up with solar energy. But for some reason, Manhunters doesn't work. And he gets...
Everybody gets eaten.
Everybody gets smunched. He gets his spine smunched and impaled.
Dead.
So he's dead. Or not quite dead yet. And then we go back to the Eclipso Snake. Bruce Gordon somehow gets out. And then now we're back to...
There's a lot of shit going on in this.
Well, there's a lot. It's a big issue. It's a big issue. A lot of shit's going on.
A lot of jumping.
It's like
a Jeff Johns book. It's like then this.
Yeah, I know. It's very ADD.
Yeah.
So now we got Peacemaker. He's flying around. Eclipso bats are mucking up his works. And then
Dr. Midnight finds Wildcat.
She's dead. She tries to save her.
Nope. Gets smunched.
And Eclipso shows up with his sweet ass fucking knife and kills her.
Smunch.
So she's shirked and munched. And then eventually, Manhunter dies.
Yep, dead.
Or the clone Manhunter dies and gets his staff back to Tibet.
Sure.
Yeah, so there's that.
So that guy gets dead.
Who else is still alive?
And then
alive?
There's this little kid, like, and this black
kid. So the kid from earlier that was being protected by Mona.
Right. Apparently there's something to do with, like, her dad and, like, money or something.
Yeah, there's something going on in this country.
The black haired guy is her uncle. And she's like, here, help me find the money or whatever. And so she, like, walks through the jungle in literally nothing but a nightshirt and fucking bare feet with some guy in a tuxedo, because that's normal, and, like, takes him to an airfield where there's, like, money and a flying saucer.
And then
he's like, oh, you're going to get my dad out of jail. And he's like, no, shove. And he just, like, shoves this kid to the ground.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Like, that panel's pretty great. Like, she's just getting shoved. But little kid fights back and, like, slashes this dude's throat, right? Then she kind of goes a little bit crazy. But then she gets shot in the head by throat slashy guy. And this doesn't make any sense because she gets shot in the head and says the word ouch afterward. Because there shouldn't be any language.
Yeah, there should be no ouch. It should just be Well, also, too, I mean, her head should be a fucking...
Well, she shouldn't have a head.
She shouldn't have a head, considering she was shot from, like, you know, just a handful of feet away.
And they're like, oh, no, oh, my God, isn't this terrible? And then we cut back to more people getting smunched.
Yeah, and so, you know, what's-his-face, Steele's having a breakdown.
Yeah, PTSD. As
Captain Major Victory Scroat is getting murdered. And he's actually, it's supposed to be because Major, Sergeant Steele, or Commander Steele is supposed to have this big Sunburst 300 bomb, which I think is funny because it has a brand name. You know, they can just be like, eliminate the sun. I was like, no, Sunburst 300, like it's a fucking Atari or something. You know, yes. And, you know, he's supposed to detonate it because that's just going to waste a bunch of these Eclipsos. Actually, I just realized there's a pretty sweet panel here where he's slashing open that one of the Eclipso's faces. This right here.
Oh yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That's actually
like an eyeball like coming half out.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, he's going crazy because he finally gets over his shit.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not going to PTSD in this little ball because he's literally in a ball.
And he's got
curled up in a ball, just going no. This is not the guy you bring into battle. But then he's like, oh, I have to do it. I have to save people. And then he just starts like slashing faces.
Yeah, he starts taking care of business. And then he gets killed. Everybody's getting killed, and so Mona and Bruce are trying to get out of this thing. They find the spaceship, and for whatever reason, I don't know who these two people are.
I don't know who they are.
The Guzmans.
Sure.
Show up, and they're trying to stop the Gordons from doing anything.
Yeah.
And then Nemesis shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Nemesis, one of the most boring dudes in comics, shows up
to be boring. Like he doesn't do anything.
He shows up enough to. Well,
he shows up with like an Eclipso face, and everybody's like, "Oh no!" And he tells the Guzmans what to do, and then he's like, "Psych, not actually an Eclipso." Ha 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 ha.
I just think it's interesting. It's like, where did you get? Because he's only dressed in like a wife beater and pants. I'm like, so you mean to tell me that you had perfect makeup,
and
perfect
contacts?
So he has red contacts. Rubber ears, you know, rubber elf ears, because, you know, Eclipso ears have pointy, you know, it has pointy ears and a plaster. You have all that stuff that you were able to put on.
In the jungle.
You know, I mean, granted, I understand he's, you know, probably a master of disguise.
Does that make him more interesting than normal?
I guess. Usually, actually, I'm surprised he's not drawn as hairy in this picture because I've seen another issue of Eclipso where, you know, drawn by Odwin Jemaine Newman,
mm-hmm.
And Eclipso, or he shows up and dressed exactly like this, and he's got the hairiest arms, he's got so much hair on him.
He's a gorilla.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Well,
and this,
maybe he waxed. I don't know.
I guess he had a chance to wax.
I mean, maybe he was like, shit, I'm going to the jungle. It's going to be sweaty. I don't want my, you know, luxurious arm hair to get matted, so I'm just going to go ahead and...
It's like, you know what? I'll get this hair back. You know, I'm going to go ahead and...
I'm going to spend, like, 18 hours at the salon to get waxed because I'm a hairy dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, he saves them, I guess, and they go into the UFO or something. And then we go back and we cut to... Who the fuck's that guy?
It's Peacemaker.
Peacemaker, and like, there's a really weird panel where I think it's supposed to be him yelling into a microphone, but it's like, it looks like he's taking a cyanide pill in his...
No, it's because he got the headset.
Yeah, I know, but like, the way this is drawn, it looks like that's a pill going into a very, very, very lubricated mouth.
I'll let it pass. But he's talking to Amanda Waller, who... Amanda Waller...
Does not look like a woman.
No. Amanda Waller looks very weird drawn in these issues. Because there's another one where she looks...
The wall,
you know, and she's... Yeah, she's in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
But she looks like... I mean, how... I don't know.
I don't know.
She's got, like, weird colored hair. She just looks like...
She looks like a brick.
Literally, like a brick. like a woman brick, woman shaped brick wearing a vest.
I don't know if it was just like, I don't know how to draw a fat woman, so I'll just draw a brick. Like,
I'll just draw a brick and kind of shape it into a lady.
It's like, I can't draw women unless they're like super svelte with ginormous tits, so I'm gonna draw a brick.
Yeah, so she...
Yeah, it's weird.
And she drops the mic, because she's listening on the other end. She drops the mic and then smashes the radio.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good job.
She's the motherfucking wall.
She's a wall. She doesn't give a shit. So, actually, this is interesting, too, because I actually did some research on Peacemaker. And apparently he survives this crash that he does.
Oh, okay.
Because he crashes his helicopter, because it's all messed up. So he crashes his helicopter, and as he's... crashing his helicopter, he's talking to his father, right?
Yeah.
His father, who I found out in his origins that his father is a German, was a German Nazi guy who ran a concentration camp.
Sure.
And that's why he's like, you must be, you know, he's saying like, oh, he's talking all.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why he became Peacemaker, because he was traumatized, you know, by the whole, you know, Nazi stuff.
Genocide
stuff. And he was like, I go pee. And apparently, too, the thing about Peacemaker, because he's mentally ill as hell.
They're all mentally ill.
Well, he's really mentally ill because he feels that the souls of the people he cannot save are in his helmet. His helmet is like this really, like, weird, like, thumb-shaped thing. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if he tries, okay, let's say he's going to save me and I get hit by a car and he can't. Does that mean my soul goes to live in his helmet?
Yeah.
And then I just harass him?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they just, that's how he gets, that's how he gets. So, anyway, so he crashes the helicopter.
Kapow.
The kapow, the spaceship gets away.
We think.
And it actually, his helicopter triggers the sunburst.
Oh, yeah, so all the eclipses.
The sunburst 3000, bought at Kmart.
So I have a question about the eclipsos.
Okay.
Can eclipso, like, the sunburst thing kills them because the light.
Because solar energy.
Solar energy. Am I to understand this is only happening in the dark? Like, if the sun were to come up, would all these eclipsos die? Or does it not work that way?
You know, I'm assuming this is happening in the dark, but also, like high concentrated sunlight.
So it can't just be like regular everyday sunlight.
I mean, but usually in the original comics, that's how that would work. Because, like, you know, an eclipse would happen, and then actually, I'm trying to think, because yeah, eclipse would happen, and then he would like show up, and he'd run around and cause havoc, even if there's sun out. Or he would just find ways to hide from it. But then, you know, they would show up, like Bruce would show up with like a sun bomb, like a solar energy bomb, and that, or a flash, or he would just do something to send him back. And that's how that would work. So I don't know. That's a good question, because I'm assuming this is taking under some sort of darkness or shadow. Sure. And that's why Eclipso is living. So anyways, we get a little post more. Actually, it's funny because the letters page for Eclipso is called Postmortem, and
it's just a big black page and says, "Oh, we're just going to take a minute for all the ones who died." So, like, the Creeper died, Major Victory died, Peacemaker. It says Peacemaker dies here.
Well, they're assuming that this, but all these people survive. I mean, like, majority.
Dr. Midnight, Wildcat, Commander Steel, and Manhunter all dead. Eclipso is victorious.
Yeah.
In memory of these valiant heroes, let's spend a few minutes in silence.
And pour one out for Creeper, because
they're all dead.
He's dead.
Until he T-1000s this motherfucker and comes back to life.
I gotta see if that's in the book, like, somewhere.
Did they just, like, find digested Creeper parts?
No, they probably, there's probably, from what I understand,
just
there was
like, here's an arm.
No, I was just saying, like, they went back, because what happens
is
what happens is the later issue is that the Eclipso's get all the bodies, and I forgot what he's going to do with these bodies, you know, of everybody.
Probably
and
not
and
I, something good.
Yeah, and he actually gets all the parts of the Creeper, and then some other members of the Shadow Fighters, you know, of this team go in and get the bodies back so they can have, like, a proper burial or something, or proper respect or whatever, and, you know, the problem is something that's how Creeper becomes, you know, because if there's just enough of them, he can regenerate. It's kind of like Deadpool in a way, too. That's like Deadpool's basically gimmick, that he can regenerate and never die. You know, and that's his thing. And that's Eclipso number 13. from November 1993. That I'm glad we got an Eclipso in, actually, because I like Eclipso a lot. I actually am. He's one of the guys that I really dig, and you know, it's a shame that now he exists because of a mail order catalog.
Well, we could talk about that one maybe.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that one eventually. I mean, at least I think that's how it's still going on.
I don't even know if he showed up after that, to be honest with you.
I feel like there was he was around for like around that Forever Evil phase, and I'll have to go back and see what's going on with him.
I don't think he's there. I don't. It's so hard to fucking keep up with what's going on in the New 52 because it doesn't make sense.
You know, but they try to bring back guy. That's the thing. They always try to bring back these folks, and they're here, and then they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's comic books.
Yay!
Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. You can find me on Instagram and my Tumblr, Angry Hero Sean on Instagram and Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Jen Stansfield. Tumblr, jenstansfield.tumblr.com. And if you are truly bored shitless, and like the Gilmore Girls, I've been reviewing it, because I've never seen it, on my WordPress blog at jenstansfield.wordpress.com. I also review Gotham. So, you know, if you're bored shitless and like to read swearing, that's where I would go.
Reading swearing.
That's what I do.
That's good. You do pretty good. I think we do a pretty good job.
Swear. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you to Comics on Comics.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.